I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hello, my wonderful, beautiful friends. Guys, welcome back to r/Petty Revenge, where people get little wins on others and the stories are so satisfying, not to mention hilarious. And in this episode, we've got people dealing with trespassers, bad bosses, Karen's careers are getting destroyed. It's a wild one, guys. I hope you enjoy the stories. Don't shake your heads too hard. And as always, you can send or link your post to this email right here. So I was on holiday with my son, who's 14 years old, and we were watching football in a bar in the evening. Now, I don't really drink, but I do enjoy a cocktail while on holiday. The server came by and she asked if we wanted drinks, and I asked for a pina colada. Hearing that, she snickered a little at the order and kind of laughed and said, "Okay," and went off to make it. Now, this did annoy me a bit. I'm a grown man wanting to drink a tasty cocktail. What's wrong with that? So when she brought the drink back, I got my petty revenge. As she was placing the drink on the table, I said to her, "My mom really loved these, God rest her soul. I always have one on the anniversary of her death, just to remember her." Hearing that, she looked horrified, and she tried to shuffle off quickly, so I asked her for a cocktail stirrer, so she had to come back again. When she came back, I took a sip from the straw, kissed my hand, and then pointed to the sky, trying to look sad. She was so visibly uncomfortable that I had to stifle my own laughs. She noticeably avoided our table multiple times after this. Hey, like Opie said, there's nothing wrong with a grown man ordering a tasty cocktail. And the waitress just smirking at a customer's order is super uncalled for, guys. With that said though, not only did Opie get his little petty revenge, he taught his son a valuable lesson on how to deal with people who are jerks. There's no need to get loud and yell, just figure out a way to embarrass the crap out of them, right? And good thing the son did keep quiet while his dad was teaching her a lesson. Like, could you imagine if Opie's son was like, "Wait, what? Dad, grandma's not dead, we talked to her 5 minutes ago." Oh boy, that would have been embarrassing. So I worked in a pizza shop back when I was in college. I worked with someone named Sarah. She was a vindictive lady who would stir up a lot of drama. Sarah would pick a target and then she would bully them into quitting. Where I'm at, college students can receive welfare if their parents earn less than a certain threshold. I was ineligible for student support due to my parents' income, even though they didn't support me and I desperately needed this job. Matt, a new hire, quit after Sarah's harassment, and that's when Sarah's attention then turned to me. I was next on her list. She would often shout at me with extreme hostility. She wouldn't warn me if pans were hot, which is a major sin in kitchen jobs, and she conspired with her friends to accuse me of slacking off to get me fired. Now, this took a toll on me. My hours were cut, impacting both my financial and my mental well-being. I even considered dropping out of college because I was struggling to afford rent. Now, one thing about Sarah is that she was illegally claiming student welfare, despite being employed by the pizza shop. And you can only claim welfare if you're unemployed. Sarah was also in her first year of her law degree, and she was aspiring to become a lawyer. Now, the thing about becoming a lawyer is that you need to be admitted to the bar to begin practicing. The law industry is also very strict, and frankly, she was stupid for defrauding the government. So here's where I get petty. There's an anonymous complaints line for welfare fraud. Most of the time, welfare departments never follow up. Occasionally, however, they would send officials to investigate, and this was one of the few times they followed up. I sent an anonymous tip, stating the business, her schedule, her name, and her number. I was on shift when some officials from the welfare department came in, informing us that multiple complaints were made against Sarah. I think my boss could have told them to scram since they probably didn't have a warrant, but instead of doing that, he licked their shoes, showing them all the CCTV footage. The officials then questioned Sarah, and she panicked, confessing to everything. I felt no sympathy for her. As a law student, she should have known to remain silent. So long story short, Sarah received a suspended sentence, which would disqualify her from becoming a lawyer. She dropped out of college while I continued working at the pizza shop, and eventually graduated with an associate's, and I have an alright job now. Oh man, guys, Sarah definitely had that coming, messing with people's livelihoods like that. Maybe it's best that she didn't become a lawyer. And also, rule number one should be that if you're breaking the law, don't go and brag about it, guys. And especially don't go making enemies and then brag to them. And guys, if you think that coworker was bad, listen to this one. I started my last job in 2017. I was a part-time warehouse worker who, over a few years, was promoted into a transport admin slash management role. Myself and another colleague ran our department between us, only really reporting to our then manager if we needed support with any part of our job or time off, etc. But other than that, he trusted us completely to run things. It wasn't without its stressful days, but we had a really good thing going. And then in 2021, business made some changes. They moved our then line manager into different departments. And we got a new designated manager just to manage us two and our department. We were naturally quite bitter about it, but nevertheless, we thought we'd give him a chance. The guy turned out to be this absolute control freak and a bully. But he was strange. He was very supportive 1 minute, and then he would be a manipulative bully the next. He loved poking fun out of the fact that I had a car accident last year. And he also loved solely targeting me for bad jobs, and loved causing trouble between me and other colleagues. Then in March this year, my girlfriend fell ill while pregnant, and she was forced to give birth to our son 6 weeks prematurely. It was quite an awful, traumatic time, and I ended up having 3 weeks off work. When I returned, I had a mountain of work to catch up on that nobody covered in my absence. While I was trying to catch up on it, my manager kept pulling me away to do other projects for him, when his two other staff members weren't doing anything. And then when my work was late, he would berate me and complain that I couldn't manage my time properly. And then in May, he made a major mistake and he pinned the blame on me for it. It caused issues between me and two colleagues that I had to work closely with, and I was threatened with disciplinary action. And that's when I got thinking to myself, without me running his department, he's nothing. Without me, he wouldn't have a job, and without me, he wouldn't be able to explain what was going on with his department to senior management. I ran his department for him on half of his salary, and he takes all the glory and we get all the grief. I had one last run-in with him over this mistake he'd made, and handed in my formal notice to him the following day. It was funny. Over those 4 weeks of serving my notice, I just watched him take over my responsibilities and struggle with them. The same responsibilities that he often told me, "I don't even know what you're doing during the day." He had to then do the horrible jobs that he used to pile on me. And on my final day in June, I told my fellow colleagues that I'll give him 3 months before he either quits or gets fired. Within the first few weeks, the department massively failed their monthly audit, which then sparked attention of company directors, who were sent in to investigate as this had never happened before. And then bang on a month later, I was on holiday, and I had one of the senior managers calling me and texting me, asking me for passwords for systems as my manager had gone on holiday and hadn't organized anything. I ignored him because I didn't work there anymore and I was on holiday, and then he kept continuing to make mistakes. He wouldn't order essential items, which caused trouble for the site, and the guy had no clue about the job in question as I originally was out to prove. And then a month after that, he was suspended from his duties, pending further investigation, as management finally realized that he couldn't do his job in question. A month after that, management claims he quit with immediate effect. But I think he was fired. Either way, my 3 months prediction was right, and he couldn't run that shift without me. It really is petty revenge, quitting a job to prove a point, but it proved the point. Good riddance. I now run my own business, have a great work-life balance, and I earn more than I ever could have dreamed of in that place. And life is fantastic. Well, talk about effing around and finding out, guys. And OP's boss definitely found out what they did all day, the hard way. And what a feeling that must have been, right? Just to quit, knowing your boss can't survive without you and will crash and burn. I'm also glad to hear that OP's doing well after quitting, because they do say living well is the best revenge. This happened at my high school graduation party. I'm the youngest of five children. And after watching four siblings get a party after they graduate, I decided that I wanted one too, but I didn't want some crazy rager. I just wanted maybe 10 or 15 kids I was close friends with, and I made sure that everyone I invited was personally invited, so that I knew everyone there would be respectful of my parents' house. Well, we all know how easy it is for one a-hole to catch wind of these things and invite themselves. And in my case, it was. Let's call him Dan. Now, Dan was that one kid who has to be a troll about everything in life. The guy's got no real friends. He's that person that gets introduced as the a-hole friend. The party was fun, no one got hurt, and the cops never got called. The next day, I came outside and I looked at my mom's pool where a lot of people were hanging out the night before, and the pool was chocked full of cigarette butts. It was disgusting. I swept them all out with the net and even had to jump in later to pick up some trash off the bottom. My parents worked really hard to have this pool, and now it looked like trash. I spoke to a few of my friends, who said Dan told them all that it was one of our other friends who threw the butts in the pool. I believed Dan because the other friend was also a smoker, and he was there all night by the pool and he was pretty drunk too. But since no one actually saw them do it, I never knew for sure. I just let it go, simply because we were all drunk 18-year-olds being stupid. But I was still mad that my friend had disrespected my house like that. And since we were all graduated, it wasn't like I could see those people at school on Monday to ask what happened. I'm 28 now, and I still talk to a few people I went to high school with, including the friend who got the blame for the butts. So during a random phone chat, my party got brought up, and I told him I still never gave him any crap for all the cigarettes he threw into my pool. He then got really defensive, and he said he would never do something like that. And it was actually Dan who sat by the pool all night and threw his cigarettes in there because he didn't know anyone there and he didn't give a crap whose house or pool it was. So here's the petty revenge. My brother's in an electrician's union as a journeyman. And one day, he called me to tell me that he got a new apprentice who graduated the same year as me. And guess who it is? Yep, it's Dan. So I told my brother everything he had done. And now, every time my brother needs grunt work done, guess who gets put on that job? You guessed it, Dan. He calls me every other week to tell me all the ways he made Dan's life hell at work.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
I'm a 23-year-old female, and my fiancé's 25, and we're expecting a baby girl next month. We're really excited, as this is our first child, and we've been trying to prepare for parenthood. A lot of our family have been helping us with baby stuff and giving us advice, and they're also really super excited for her, especially my future mother-in-law. She's a very stubborn person, and she hasn't really accepted me as a part of the family yet. She always tells my fiancé how he could do so much better than me, and that he's fallen into the trap of having my child. It's hurt me a lot, and my fiancé's had a talk to her about it, and she still hasn't apologized or anything, so I just tend to ignore it now. She's also one of those mothers who post every little detail of their life to Facebook. Like when my fiancé proposed, she went straight to Facebook before we could announce it ourselves. Recently, me and my fiancé have been coming up with names for our girl, and we both decided on the perfect name. A few days ago, on the phone, my fiancé accidentally slips up by telling my future mother-in-law that we've chosen a name. She's been non-stop messaging us and calling us to find out the name. We don't want to tell her until the baby's born so it doesn't ruin the surprise. We also don't want everyone on Facebook to find out before we're comfortable telling everyone. She tried guilt-tripping my fiancé by telling him how he's hurting her, by not telling his own mother the name of her grandchild, and that he doesn't even love her, and that we, especially me, are gonna try and keep her from seeing the baby. Now I'm not sure why she would think that, as nothing we've said has suggested it. So to stop her from getting on my fiancé's back, I wrote a message saying that if she wants to know, she can't post it on Facebook. She agreed, and I told her a fake name. Not even 5 minutes later, I'm checking Facebook, and she has a Facebook status update. The status update says, "I can't believe I'm going to be a granny to baby Charlotte next month. I'm so proud of my son and his partner." My fiancé was furious, and he called her and told her she was wrong to announce it. She said she was so overjoyed by it that she couldn't resist, and all of Facebook had to know. He then told her how that wasn't even the name, and that we're not gonna tell her until she's born, and then we hung up. It's been a few days, and my fiancé's been getting texts from her saying that I'm the a-hole for telling her the wrong name. Her exact words were, "Who even tells their mother-in-law the wrong name of their grandchild?" So that was my petty revenge on my mother-in-law. I can't wait for her status update to tell everyone that she got the baby name wrong. Oh man, this is a good petty revenge, guys. And if I were OP, I would have given mother-in-law a super long, difficult fake name just to mess with her. Maybe Gertrudy or something. And honestly, with how mother-in-law acts, I'll be surprised if she's even allowed contact with her grandchild. Like, you don't gotta post everything on Facebook. I had a friend back in college. I was a little older than her, but not by much. When she finally turned 21, I took her out to her first bar. We dressed up and did makeup. It was a whole affair, and she was super excited for the date. I gussied up more than I usually would. Off-the-shoulder blouse, ankle-length skirt with slits that showed most of my legs, stockings with stilettos, the whole nine yards. The design of everything matched hers. There was some really old guy, mostly bald, and he had a cane, and he kept pestering me all night, saying, "Let me buy you a drink." I insist, "Let me get you something. Whatever you like, I'll get it for you." The guy was like a vulture, constantly circling where we'd been seated. He would always try to touch my hand, my arm, or shoulder. He even came up behind me when I was getting a refill, and he touched the small of my back, while inappropriately commenting on my outfit. That's when I made a point that I was there on a date with my girlfriend, and his response was, "Well, what's the harm in some fun?" My girlfriend was asking me to leave, noticing how irritated I was getting, when suddenly I was calm. I had the perfect idea of how to deal with this old creep. The next time he came over, I gave a heavy sigh and said, "Fine, you can buy me a drink if that means you'll leave me alone." I then gave my girlfriend some cash and asked her to close our tab and be ready to go, while the old creep went and requested a drink he'd been hounding for me all night. The guy came back, proudly presenting a shot of who knows what. It smelled minty, but was dark, maybe Jaeger. My girlfriend was waiting to the side, watching, and that's when I took the shot from him and said, "So it's mine? You're giving this to me?" The guy nodded excitedly, saying, "Shoot it back." That's when I asked him, "I can do with it what I wish, since it's mine." The dumbass nodded again and insisted it was mine and to shoot it back. But I didn't. I poured that shot right on his shoes. And I said to him, "Next time, someone, especially someone your granddaughter's age, tells you no and to leave them alone, you should do so. Maybe you won't be wearing your booze." I then proceeded to grab my girlfriend and rush out, leaving him screaming about stupid kids these days while trying to follow us. The guy couldn't hobble fast enough though, so it got left at that. The shock and anger on his face after I got his shoes wet was satisfaction enough. Hey, kudos to OP for standing her ground against this old man. And like a lot of people in the comments suggested, the shot thrown at his crotch or face would have been much better. Like for that old dude to try to hit on OP all night, trying to force drinks on her to then turn around and call her a stupid kid when he doesn't get his way is super cringe and creepy. So my neighbor's backyard behind me butts up against my backyard. I have a 6-foot fence, and we both have trees on either side of it, so even in the winter, there's a decent amount of screening between us. Now imagine my surprise one day when my youngest daughter comes in and she says, "I suppose you know that the neighbors built a shed right up against the back fence, right?" So I rushed out to the back deck, and sure enough, there was a 10x15 ugly ass shed literally a foot off my fence. So I called him up and said, "Hey, what's up with the new shed?" And he said he would come over and talk to me about it. Once he came over, I said, "Man, the thing's right on my property line, and I'm pretty sure it's supposed to be 10 feet back." I asked him if he could move it back so it wasn't so much in our face when we were sitting on our deck. He claimed because the slope of his yard and a drainage ditch, that was the only place that it could be. I was also worried that if we ever sold our house and it was surveyed, then it might become a big hassle. So my neighbor offered to buy a piece of my property to make it right, but only wanted to pay us $900. And that's when my wife comes out of the house. She's known the neighbor for a long time, and she thought he was an a-hole already to begin with. She immediately went for the throat. She told him that she needs a new refrigerator, and the model she wants costs $2,200. So that was the price for the land. Or she could just call zone enforcement to make him move it, or start getting fined. Plus, she told him that he was paying for the surveying and filing the property line adjustment. So that's the story of how my neighbor bought my wife a brand new fancy refrigerator. You know what, I do respect OP's wife for negotiating a brand new fridge out of this, but honestly, I feel like OP lost in the end, guys, as the neighbor now owns a part of their land. But hey, to each their own, right? So I live in a quite rural part of the world. There's a lot of logging, hunting, trapping, and mining that happens all around my neck of the woods. And honestly, I'm fine with it. I work in a field that's affiliated with this kind of industrial work. However, I've worked hard to make sure that I live far away from other people's BS, so I don't have to deal with this kind of stuff. But of course, my neighbor changed that. I moved to my home 2 years ago, in the early summer. I'd always wanted to live here, and it was perfect, until the middle of my first winter here. We were outside working when my younger dog runs off into the woods. It's not uncommon for her, she likes to explore. But after we started looking for her, we heard the sounds of an animal in distress, not far from us. We went as quickly as we could to find the source of the noise, and that's where we found our dog, caught in a wolf snare. The only reason she survived was because she had put her leg through the snare as well as her head, so her leg protected her throat from full strangulation. We were able to free her and she recovered quick. I know the guy who set the traps, as it turned out, he's my neighbor. When I spoke to him about it, he refused to take it down, even though it's very close to the property line. Now for some context, I'm 24 years old and my girlfriend is 23. We love this dog so much. She's the sweetest pup and she's been through a lot and she's a huge part of our world. My girlfriend would be destroyed if anything happened to her. The dog did well for another year until today. I was at work when I received a call from my brother. The same dog had gone exploring while him and my girlfriend were outside working. They heard her making sounds of distress not far away and they rushed to her immediately. They again found her in a wolf trap set by the same guy in the same place. For more context, this guy had never said anything to us about where he puts or when he sets up his traps. But it's set up along a trail near my home that people walk and ski on, often with dogs. These traps are baited with meat to attract wolves, so obviously it would attract dogs too. My brother and girlfriend were able to free her just before I managed to get there from work. They also had a run-in with the owner of the trap on their way out of the woods. When they confronted him, he simply said that our dogs shouldn't be so dumb, and it was his trap line. We told him if he didn't dismantle the traps, we would. To which he simply replied, "Oh, okay." Our dog is okay, and due to how close his traps are to our property line, we've reported him to the authorities. But so far, we've heard nothing. So as a group, me and my family have decided that if they want to threaten the safety and freedom of us and our loyal dogs, we'll take it into our own hands. Starting this week, we'll be going up there daily to trip every single trap by hand, so they can't catch a dang thing. Now don't get me wrong, I have huge respect for fur hunters and trappers, but not if you're irresponsible and trapping in what's essentially people's backyards. I'll make sure you never trap a wolf or anything near my home again. Don't F with my dogs. And that, my friends, brings us to another end of our / petty revenge. Guys, I hope you enjoyed today's super satisfying stories. If you did, hit the thumbs up, and if you're not subscribed, consider subscribing so you don't miss these crazy stories. And if you missed yesterday's episode on the channel, it's an / entitled People episode, where a psycho Karen demands OP's car for her son because she thinks it's a toy. Guys, go check it out if you haven't, and myself and Stevie Boy will see you guys in the next one. We love you.